Our pet name for him needs no explanation. Here comes the man cub. A little something from the Steve Cochran Show.
Hey, Steve Cochran fans, you know who I am, but you really need to know who this is. This guy's name is Patrick Wanis. He is a relationship expert and author of the audiobook Get the Man You Want. You may remember that a couple weeks ago, Steve had him in talking about the top 10 myths that women had about men. Now, he's reversing it and talking about the 10 myths that men have about women. And let me tell you, Steve, he knows all these. He's good with the ladies, what can I say? But he wanted to share all this with the rest of you. So enjoy this week's podcast and keep listening to the Steve Cochran Show.
Patrick, we cleared up the great mystery of what women think about men.
Yes.
So we've asked you back to talk about what men think about women that's incorrect, the 10 top myths that men have about women. And this is all part of your book, Get the Man You Want, right?
Yeah, I decided it was trying to clear up all the amazing misconceptions that one gender has about the other, what men believe about women and what women believe about men, as a way of like assisting women to help them to find the right man.
Now, Leslie, when Patrick was on a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I felt that you learned a lot.
Oh, I did.
So now it's my turn to learn. 10 myths that men have about women. All right, myth number one, all a woman needs to be happy is financial security. Well, of course not. It's idiotic.
Right, but you'd be amazed at how many guys actually believe that.
That any woman that's got enough money is fine.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people think, look, if I just give her money, she'll be happy. If I just give her, you know, if there's cash to splash, if I buy her gifts, you know, that's all she's going to need and she's going to be happy. A lot of guys don't realize what else is required, namely emotional security.
Oh, that's so true.
Now, Leslie, do you know any female friends or females, or have you in your life known females who are happy just having the money?
No.
Okay, so you all need the package.
We're all poor, too, though. Okay. Me and my friends.
So, Leslie doesn't have any rich friends, maybe, so.
That's the problem.
Yes. All right, once a woman is married, or once a man is married, well, once they're both married, since you're both going to be there.
To each other, even?
All I need to do is provide for her financially.
Yeah, that's another false one, and that's an extension of the first, because then the guy gets into the relationship, and he thinks, well, all I need to do now is just make sure that I'm working, and I've got the money, and I'm paying the bills, and I'm providing for her financially, and she'll be fine. And then he thinks, well, if I do that as well, I'll also get the, you know, I'll get the physical intimacy as well. And it's the same thing. He forgets that what's important to the woman, he has to provide her with love, encouragement, emotional and moral support, because she wants to grow emotionally. She wants to evolve.
But financial success doesn't hurt, does it?
Oh, it's very important, but it's not as important as a guy thinks.
Okay.
Because if it was, then a lot of guys who aren't rich would never get married. And if that's all that was required, then women would never divorce a rich husband.
Women dress provocatively so that men will hit on them.
Now, I know you don't believe that. that's another false one, because women dress to feel confident.
Well, they also dress to impress other women.
Yes, that's the really interesting part, Steve, that women tend to compete first with other women. They're more interested in what other women think of them than they even are of what men think about them.
Now, Leslie, you are babelicious.
Well, thank you.
And Leslie always looks fantastic. And I always point out whenever you come in here, when the Wine Diva's here to drink for free, I always point out how nice you look.
I figure it's just lip service coming from you, but thank you. If you still, I mean, if you really believe that, but.
Well, I know how happy you are with your husband, so it's not like I'm expecting anything beyond, oh, thank you.
There you go.
But having said that, no, I always, well, any woman, you know, that I come across during the day, if she's taking the time to get all girled up, I think men always appreciate that, and I always think that's worthy of compliments.
Yeah, and a compliment is definitely in order, and the response to the compliment is exactly what Leslie just said, thank you.
You know the greatest line I've ever heard, Patrick? You might want to write this down.
I'm ready.
I can't take credit for this. But a buddy of mine, this is an original, I believe, a buddy of mine sees a beautiful blonde woman who is getting the attention all beautiful blonde women or beautiful women in general get. And he doesn't want to come off as a creep, but he'd like to have her notice him. So he gets off the elevator, he passes her. Before the elevator door closes, he stops, he turns around, and he says, you're very beautiful. And there's that awkward pause for a moment, and he says, I don't mean to bother you in any way. I just don't think there's enough compliments in the world, and I just wanted to tell you how beautiful you are. And then he walked away.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that with any compliment. It could be you look gorgeous and you walk away.
How about that? But that's the power. The walk, standing around drooling and scratching in the dirt's no good. The power is in the walk away.
Yes, it is. Now, I
think... Look at Steve looking at me and you, Patrick, like we're all shallow.
Okay, there's the power, but where's the payoff?
Yeah, see,
the next time he runs into
exactly.
her.
Yeah, it's a big world, Leslie.
Now, it depends what you know, what's an even better approach is to learn to give out compliments naturally without expecting anything in return, without trying to hit on the woman, without trying to get a phone number or get her into bed.
You're talking to men?
Yeah. And the beauty is if you start doing that, when you find the woman that you like and you give her that compliment, it comes from the heart and it's sincere, you have a 90% better chance of getting a phone number and getting a date.
Well, I can tell you this, Patrick, whenever I compliment you, I'm not trying to get you into bed. So, you know, I feel like I'm...
never told me how beautiful I am.
Well, I feel like I'm learning, that's all.
Compliments are really important. Let them be from the heart. Let them be sincere. Let them be genuine. And don't, you know, overdo it either. You're right.
Myth number four. Today's woman wants to be independent.
That is true, because she wants to maintain her own identity and individuality. And, you know, women they want to try and break away from this obligation to the man where he has complete power and control over them because he's either got the money or he's got the house or he's got the car. And so a lot of women are doing that on their own now.
How do you strike the balance, though, between independence and vulnerability?
It's a personal thing where the woman says, you know, okay, maybe I do have my own house, maybe I do have my own car, maybe I'm successful, but I still need the emotional and moral support and love, because that's one thing that she can't get on her own.
Well, I know a lot of women most of the women I've known and cared for in my life, all at one point or another enjoy being taken care of. And I don't mean being taken care of as in they don't have to do anything and they just are looking for a free ride, but they like to have the man in their life take care of them at different points, whether it's, you know, during a bad day or checking in or whatever the case may be. They want to feel like there's that person there that they can really lean on if they need to.
I think that's 100% true. It's human behavior. If we didn't need each other, if we didn't need any sort of support or being taken care of, we would never have relationships. We'd be amoebas. We'd be single cells.
Yeah, but we guys aren't as good as that. As good at that, I should say.
Well, because we're too busy trying to advise them and tell them what to do rather than listen and be sympathetic and empathetic. We talked about this last time, I think, right?
Look at you trying to get me naked. Patrick Juanes is on the phone. Patrick's audiobook is Get the Man You Want. PatrickJuanes.com is Patrick, PatrickJuanes. PatrickJuanes.com. Myth number five. This is a very important one, men. Listen up. Men have to work hard to win the woman.
And I say, yes, you do. Of course you do. And it will never end. You cannot back off. You cannot think, now that I'm in a relationship, now that I'm married, now that we've got kids, now that I'm a father, I don't have to pay her attention. Mm-hmm. I don't have to spend time with her. I don't have to make her number one. She still has to be number one.
Yeah, this is how relationships bottom out. This is when, because the longer, it's a bad bell curve. It's the longer you're with someone, the less attention you pay and the less work you put into it.
Yeah, and what happens, you're exactly right, Steve. What happens is, human nature unfortunately takes over, and we take people for granted. And we can do it different. We can do it to our boss, our colleagues, you know, everyone that's in our life. And make sure that if you're going to do it to everyone else, but don't do it to your wife or your girlfriend. I mean, I'm not saying you should do it to another. I believe always be appreciative and grateful for everyone. But start off with your partner, because if you start being grateful for your partner, you'll do it everywhere. You'll do it at the workplace. You'll do it with your friends. You'll do it with your family. And it's a great thing because women need constant reassurance on all levels. And that's an important point that everyone forgets.
I keep calling these myths, but really they're points more than anything else. And you know,
yeah, so... I mean, you're right. I called them myths that men and women have about each other, because five of them are myths. And, you know, in these top 10, five are myths and five are truth.
Right.
This is a truth. You do have to work hard to win the woman. You know, women want to grow. They want to realize their full potential. They want to evolve. They want open communication. They want love. And it sounds like they want a lot, but that's how it is.
Yeah. And if you'd like to have a woman in your life, then you don't get to change those rules. They are universal. Put the work in.
Right. Especially if you want to keep the woman that you have.
Right.
We're worth it.
I agree. I completely agree. No argument here.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know.
Women spend, quit hitting on Leslie. Women spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's true, and guys don't understand why. Guys just can't work out. They go, what the hell are you doing in the bathroom? What could you be possibly doing, and why do you have to go with her? Why does it have to be two or three of you? They don't understand that it's a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's an opportunity just for the girls to talk about some girl stuff.
Uh-huh.
But primarily it's a ritual. Women need rituals. They like rituals. Women will spend more time in the bathroom getting ready than they will actually going out. Pink wrote a song about it when she said, get the party started.
Right.
And she said, and it's the truth, women actually enjoy more, or they have much more fun getting ready to go out than they do when they're actually out. It's the process. It's the journey. It's not just the result. It's not just once you're dolled up. The fun is in being dolled up.
And see, that's the thing. Now, you make an interesting point. And Leslie, have you noticed that in your own life where the getting ready and the feeling pretty and all those things you do because you're a girl, that more often than not is the best part of the night?
It enhances the night. So you can go out for a great dinner and have to rush so that you spend no time in the bathroom, and it's fine. But on those nights when you take the time and spend a lot of time in the bathroom
and girl
create
it up,
that process, it makes the evening all the more special.
And that's why women will go and have manicures and pedicures and exactly. massages, and they'll spend half a day getting their hair done, and they'll have a facial. It's all part of the ritual. It's all part of the pampering. It's all part of becoming the beautiful. And a lot of it is, too, that a woman will determine how she feels based on how she looks.
Or how she thinks she looks.
Yeah.
Because so often we'll think you look beautiful, you look fantastic. But the point is, if she doesn't feel like she looks as good as she feels she should look, she's not going to have as good a time, and you're going to pay for it, pal.
And what you said is really a piece of wisdom. I mean, it's true. And if a guy can realize that, he'll do his best to help the woman to feel beautiful. Because if she believes she is beautiful, she'll feel beautiful, she'll feel confident, she'll be in a better state of mind. And that's very true. So it's important that a woman believes in that moment that she's beautiful, and she spends a lot of time getting ready. And sometimes she'll be spending hours getting ready, and the guy will say one thing that'll screw it up.
He'll
pick up on something that's wrong, or he'll say something about the dress, rather than going, wow, you look great, or simply saying, appreciating how much time and effort she's put into looking beautiful for him.
And there's a sweet spot. There's a certain time that a woman needs, depending on how she feels, depending on the occasion, depending on what you're doing. And it's nothing we can ever understand. So don't ask about it. Don't say how much longer you're going to be. Just understand it's going to take as long as it's going to take. I had an old girlfriend, is just an extremely beautiful woman, who once told me, that, what do you want? Said, in a half an hour, I can look great. In an hour and a half, I can look like you don't deserve me. I said, let's go with option B.
But I like that one. It's good.
Yeah. All right, let's see. The woman wants to change me, point seven.
Yeah, isn't this frustrating? The woman falls in love with the man's potential. She thinks that she's now become the recruiter for the Army or the Navy, and she wants the man to become all that he can be. Now, ladies, please listen to me carefully here. I make this point very strong in my book, and I explain why. Stop falling in love with a man's potential. He will 90% most likely never live up to it, never get close to it. Leslie will vouch for this. You meet the guy, you go, wow, one day he could be so great, and he could do this, and then he could own this, and then he could be this, and he could be a great father. Yeah, but maybe he doesn't be a father. Maybe he'll never do any of that. Don't fall in love with who he might be. Fall in love with who he is. Unless he's telling you, this is my goal, this is my dream, I'm going to do it, I'm going to achieve it. But most guys don't do that. The problem is that the woman projects onto him what she would like him to become, or what she thinks he could become, and then she becomes truly disappointed because he'll never live up to it.
Yeah, and I can trump that with you as well. Just say, encourage a guy to be as good as he can be at what he's good at. Don't try to make him good at something that he has no interest in being better at.
That's a great point, Steve, because a lot of women, again, you know, they look at him and they say, but you could be really good in this field.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that field.
Right. Point eight, women lose interest in physical intimacy after they get married.
This is true,
but this is
true, but not for the reasons that we think.
Oh, okay.
And I like to explain this very carefully. There's a couple of things that happen. The first thing is, when the woman gets married, once she becomes a mother, her priorities change. She's now got a number of responsibilities, added responsibilities, and it might be work, it might be the home, and it might be the children. She's also going through various changes now that she is a mother. I'm talking about emotional changes, hormonal changes. Then the other thing is, the guy's done it again. He thinks, well, since she's the mother and she's looking after the home, or she's doing some part-time work, I better make sure I keep bringing home the money. Yes, but you dum-dum, you forgot that she still needs to be courted.
So in other words, you can keep the physical intimacy going.
Yes.
but you've got to work maybe a little harder at it because her priorities are evolving, and it's not just about you and her anymore.
Right, and she's also probably tired.
You agree with that, Les? That kind of makes sense.
I'm riding the fence on this one.
Say that again, Leslie.
When you're really busy, sometimes, you know, it just has to be quicker.
So Leslie says she still likes getting jiggy with it, just sometimes she needs the drive-through lane.
Right. The 5-minute lane. Okay.
Right. You
understand.
Well,
I think, that the man still has to romance her and reassure her. Now, in the lives of the busy couple, which is the average couple, then they say, well, we just don't have time, or we forget about it, or by the end of the evening we're tired, or the kids. And I say, okay, you have to actually schedule a day that is your day, like an evening,
nookie
like
day.
Friday night.
Yeah, nookie day.
Yeah, and, you may not call it that. You might do it just like you used to when you were single. It's dinner, it's movie, and the kids are being looked after by someone else, and maybe you're not going to come home till really late, or maybe the kids are staying over at mum's place or dad's place or whatever.
Leslie, do you schedule your nookie?
But doesn't that sometimes then raise expectations and pressure and all that? I'm much better with a quickie.
It depends on what your husband wants. If you're happy with a quickie, that's fine. But what about the people that either want more than the quickie, or the woman that says, I want the romantic evening?
You still need that. But
Leslie, I was talking.
Sex and that are separate.
Leslie, I was talking to your husband, and he and I and Steve all agree. Sometimes we just want to be held.
Oh, so. I'm sorry. God, I'm. I'm such a nympho and a heartless one at that, apparently.
A freak. Hello.
That's funny. That's great.
The other two points, and we're running out of time, but the other two points, women are impossible to read. No, they're not. And women simply want to be appreciated for their looks is also false. Listen, you go to PatrickWanis.com, PatrickWanis.com.
720 To Go is sponsored by Swedish Covenant Hospital.
The preceding was a production of 720 To Go.
Ben Cub Cochran. He's on your radio at 720 kilohertz Monday through Friday right after Paul Harvey's Noon Report and Saturday mornings at 9.
The voice of Chicago.
Sing it, Pat.
720 WGN.